Perek Aleph, Bebeir Klal Chovas HaAdam Olamo, explaining a person's obligation in this world. Yesod HaChassidus V'Shorash HaAvod HaTmima Hu, the foundation of piety and the root of Avodas Hashem in its completion is Sheyizbore V'Yisameitz Eisal HaAdam, that it become clear and true to a person Machovosu BaOlamo, what his obligations are in this world, Ulamatzorech Sheyosem HaBotu Magamoso, and that which he should put his focus and his energies towards B'Chol Asher Hu Omel Kol Yimei Chayav, and everything he will deal with for his entire life. V'Hinei Masha Horuno Chachmenu Zichoron LeRochahu, that which Chazal had taught us Sheha'odam Lo Nivra Ela Le'Yisanegal Hashem, that a person was only created to be able to get pleasure from Hashem, v'leihenos miziv shchinaso, and to derive benefit from Hashem shchina, shezeu ha'tainug ha'amiti, that is the ultimate enjoyment, v'idun ha'godol mikol ha'idunim, and the greatest pleasure of all pleasures, she'echolon lehimotze, that are able to be found. U'makom ha'idun hazeh be'emes hu ha'olam haba, and the place for this enjoyment, in truth, is olam haba. Kihu hanivra b'hachona ha'mistareches ledavar hazeh, because olam haba was created for the purpose of giving pleasure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu shchina. But the way in which to attain this means, huzeh ha'olam, is through this world. And this is what Chazal say, ha'olam hazeh doma l'froze dor b'fnei ha'olam haba, that this world is like a corridor before olam haba. And the means in which a person can get to that goal are the mitzvos which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava us. And the place for doing these mitzvahs is only in olam hazeh. Alkein, therefore, husam ala adam bezeh ha'olam batchila, a person was placed in this world to begin with, in order that through these means, kan in this world, that he can then eventually reach the place which is prepared for him, which is the next world. To be able to stay in the glory and the pleasure that he has attained through the means of this world. And this is what Chazal say in the Gemara in Erevin, Hayom la'asosum u'machar l'kabas charam. Today is to do them, and tomorrow is to receive their reward. And when you look into the matter more, tira ki hashlemos ha'amiti hu rak hadvekos boyos barach. The ultimate shlemos, the ultimate completion in avodas Hashem, is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, clinging to Him. V'masha hoya David HaMelech Omer, and this is what David HaMelech said, it says in Tehillim, V'ani kirvas alokim li tov. For me, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. V'omer, achas shvalti meis Hashem, osa avakesh, shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayoy. So it says, one thing I ask of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let me sit in the house of Hashem for all of my life. Ki rak zeh hu atov, because this is the only good. And anything other than that, that people consider to be good, is just nothingness and falsehood. When a person does attain this goodness, a person has to put in the effort and work very hard to acquire them. That a person has to try to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through putting effort into these actions, which are the mitzvos. And Hashem has placed a person in a place where there's many things that distance a person from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And these are the physical desires, and that if a person is drawn after them, he is distancing himself from the absolute true goodness. And a person is placed in a very difficult milchama, in a very difficult war. Because all things in this world, whether good or bad, are all challenges on a person. Being poor on one hand, and being wealthy on the other side. Like Shlomo Melech says, "Pen esba v'chichashti, maybe I'll be satiated, and I will deny v'amarti mi Hashem, and I will say, who is Hashem? Ufen evoresh v'nigonavti, and maybe I'll be poor, and I will steal. Hashalva mitzad echad, tranquility on one side, hayisurim mitzad echad, and having pain and suffering on the other side. Ashenim says hamelchama elav panim va'achar. So the melchama is in front and back. And if a person is a good soldier and he defeats and he has victory on this battle from the sides, he will be a person who is complete and will be able to cling and to connect himself to his Creator. And he will get through this corridor and enter into the ultimate big palace to be in the ultimate light of life and existence. Ukvi Ashir Ashir Kovash as Yisro Vesavosov, and according to the amount that a person has overcome and conquered his Yitzhahara and his Taivos, his desires, Vinisrachik Minamarchikemosomeatov, and he has distanced himself from that which detracts him and takes away from the goodness, Vinishtadal Lidovigbo, and he has worked and that which takes him away from clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kenya Sigeyo VeYismachbo. To that degree is what he will be able to attain his closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be able to enjoy it. Vim Tamik Od Be'inyan, and if you delve deeper into the matter, Ki Ha'olam Nivra L'Shimosh Adam, the world was here to and is created to serve man. Omnam Hine Hu Omid B'Shikol Gadol, but a person is in a very tight balance. If a person is drawn after worldly things and he distances himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is ruining himself and he's ruining the world along with him. But if he's able to rule over himself, and to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he only uses this world only as a mere helper to aid him in his avodas Hashem, who is ala veha'olam is ala imo. So then he is raised, and the whole world is raised up with him. Ki hine ilui gadol hu labrios kulam biyosa meshamshe ha'odam hasholim. Because it's a great uplifting, it's greatly uplifting for all the creations to be part of the use of Adam, who is complete, who is hamukdash b'kedushasu yizbarach, who is sanctified with the kedusha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is akin to that which Chazal say about the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid away for the tzaddikim. And this is what the Gemara in Chagiga says. Once it was seen, the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid away for the tzaddikim, somach, Hashem was happy. Shnemar or tzaddikim yismach, because the light that the tzaddikim will get brings simcha. And regarding when Yaakov Avinu took the stones and he placed them around himself, Chazal say in the Gemara in Chulin, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Melamed Shenizkabtzu Kulan Lamokom Echad V'Hoysa Kol Achas Omeres Alayani Ach Tzadik Rosho. Chazal say that all the rocks gathered together to one place, and they all said that the tzaddik should rest his head upon me. Chazal mentioned this in the Medrash in Koheles. This is what Chazal say. So see the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who could fix that which has been made crooked. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, Netolo Vehziro Akoli Lane Gan Eden Vomarlo. He took him across all the trees of Gan Eden, and he said to him, Re'e Maisai, come look at my creations. Kamanoimu Mishabochimim, how beautiful and praiseworthy they are. Vhomasha Barosi Bishvil Khabarosi, and everything that I've created is there for you. Tain Dait Khoshalosa Kalkel Vesakhre Vesalomi. Make sure and pay attention that you not ruin and destroy my world. The rule of this is, Ha'odam lo nivra ba'avur matzova ba'olam hazeh. A person is not created for functioning only in this world. El ba'avur matzova ba'olam haba. The main function is for olam haba. El she matzova ba'olam hazeh hu emtsoi lematzova ba'olam haba shu sachliso. But this world is a means in which to attain your status in the next world, which is the ultimate purpose. Rabim, you'll find many different chazals, kulam besignon echad medamim ha'olam hazeh lemakom uzman ha'achono, that they'll consistently compare this world to a place and time to prepare And Olam Haba is a place of ultimate settlement, ultimate rest, and of being able to use everything of which you attained here in this world already. And this is what Chazal say, Ha'olam Hazeh Doma Lefrozer Befnei Olam Haba, that this world is like a corridor before Olam Haba, like we mentioned before. Hayom La'asosom U'mochar L'kabas Charam. Today is to do the work, and tomorrow we will be able to receive the reward. Misha Torach Be'erev Shabbos, Yochel Be'Shabbos. Somebody who has toiled on Erev Shabbos, he'll be able to eat on Shabbos. Misha Lo Torach Be'erev Shabbos, or somebody did not prepare before Shabbos, Mehichin Yochel Be'Shabbos. How is he going to be able to eat on Shabbos? Ha'olam Azedom Al Yabasha. This world is compared to dry land. Ba'olam Haba Layom. And the next world is compared to the sea. V'cheila Rabbim Alzal Derech, and many Chazals are on this similar idea. V'sira Be'emes, and you'll see in truth, Shekvar Lo Yuchol Shum Bal Seichel Lahamin, Shetachles Brias Ha'odim, Hula Matzov Ba'olam Azeh. You'll find that anybody with intellect will not be able to believe that the function, the purpose of human is to be in this world. Ki Mahim Chaya Ha'odim Ba'olam Azeh. Because what is a person's life in this world? O mi hu shesamach v'sholev mamash b'olam hazeh. Who is ultimately happy and tranquil in this world? Yemeshno seinu v'hem shivim shana v'imigviro shmonim shana rabam omol v'oven. Because a man's life in this world is 70 or 80 years if he's strong, and most of him is filled with toiling and nothingness. There's so many different types of pain and ailments and things that make us very busy. And after all this, it's death. One out of 1,000 won't even find that this world has provided him with pleasures and ultimate tranquility. And even if that individual will get to the point where he's 100 years old, so then he's already not part of this world anymore. Not even that. But if a person's main purpose was for this world, then there would be no need for a person to be instilled with and to have it being blown into him, a neshama that is so such a high level that it's even greater than the malachim themselves. All the more so that neshama won't find any benefit out of any pleasures in this world. And this is what Chazal teach us in the Medrash in Koheles. Zulashonim, and this is what they say. And even the nefesh won't be filled. A mashal to what this is comparable to. The Ironi Shenosa Bas Melech. You have a city man who married the daughter of the king, the princess. Im Yavi La Kol Masha Ba'olam. If he'll bring her anything that he has from this world, Eina Chashuvan Laklom. It's all valueless to her. She Bas Melech. She's the daughter of the king. Kacha Nefesh. So too the Nefesh. Ilu Heveisa La Kol Ma'adonai Olam. If you bring anything that this world has to offer to your Nefesh, Einam Klumla. It means nothing to the Neshama. Lama. Why? She Mena El Yonim. Because it's from the upper worlds. V'chein amru rabbeinu zechonu lebracha, Chazal also say in Perkei Avos, akorcha chata notzav, akorcha chata nolad. Against your will you were created, and against your will you were born. Ki eina neshama oheves ha'olam hazeh klol, ela adra ma'moeses bo. The neshama doesn't like this world at all, and not only does it not like it, but it despises this world. In kein vade lo hoye borei habori is barach briat lasachlis shu neged chukov v'nimas mena. It doesn't make sense that a Kodesh Baruch Hu would create a neshama for a purpose which is against what the neshama actually wants and it despises. El briyaso shala adam, rather the creation of man is lamatzov v'olam habohi, is clearly for the purpose of the next world. Balkein ninan bo neshama zos, and therefore a person was given and endowed with this neshama. Ki lo roi lavod, because for the neshama it's worthy to work for. Uvo yuchal ha'odom lakabal hasachar b'mkomo v'zmano, and that's how a person will be able to receive his reward in his right place and right time. Shlo yeye dover nimas el neshmaso ka'olam hazeh, that it shouldn't be disgusted by his neshama like this world is. Rather, the reward will be something that he will love and desire. V'zeh poshet, and this is simple. V'hine, achar she'yodanu zeh, and after we know this, navin miyad chomer ha'mitzvos asher elenu, now we can understand the seriousness of the mitzvahs that we have to do, v'yikar ha'avodah asher b'yodenu, and how precious the avodah that we have to do is. Because this avoda are the means to bring us to the ultimate perfection. That without these means, we will not be able to attain that whatsoever. But it is known that this goal can only be attained by trying all the means in every way that a person can use to be able to attain that ultimate goal. And according to the means and how he uses those means, so too will be the goal that will come out from them, that will be the outcome from them. The chol hefresh katan sheyimotze b'emtzayim, and any deviance that he will have in these means, tibachin tolarto beverer, will be able to test to his development for sure. V'adoi b'agiyas man atachles hanola mekibutz kulam, when that ultimate goal comes from after gathering in all these potential ways to reach his goal. K'mo shekasavti v'zebor, and like we have said, and that is clear. Me'ata. So it's clear from all this that a person has to be very exact in his doing mitzvos and his avodas Hashem, so that it would be ultimately exact. Just like people who measure out gold and gems because they are so precious and valuable. Because the outcome is the ultimate perfection, and the greatest eternal value, that there's no greater value than that. It comes out that we learn that the main purpose of a person in this world is just to fulfill the mitzvos and to do avodas Hashem and to be able to withstand the challenges of life. And the pleasures of this world are not there, rather to be a help and to aid you along the way. In order that you have nachas ruach, a resting soul, the yishuv of das, and your mind should be settled, the manyucha lefanos libo, in order for you to be able to focus your mind el ha'avodah hazos hamotelas alav, to this avodas Hashem that is incumbent upon you. Ve'omnam, however, roi lo shetiye lo p'niyaso rak laboreis baruch, a person has to be totally focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shelo yiye lo shum tachlis acher b'chol ma'aseh she'yaseh, and he should not have any other purpose or goal in anything that he does, im katon v'im gadol, whether it's small or it's big, ela lehizkariv elav yizbaruch, only to cling, to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lishbor kol ha'machitzos ha'mafsikos beinu levenkonu, and to break down all the barriers that are blocking between you and your Creator. These are all the physical things and anything that is related to the physical things. Until a person will be drawn after HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamash kabarzel achar even hashoeves, like metal after a magnetic stone. And anything that a person will think that he can use to attain this goal, Yerdov Acharav, he should run after it, v'yochizbo, and he should grab hold of it, v'lo yarpeyo, and he should never let go. V'chol ma sheyuchal lachshov shehu meniyah lazeh, and anything a person can think of that would detract from that relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yivrach mimenu k'boreich minayish, he should flee and run away from it as if he's running away from a fire. V'chayinyin shenema, like the Pasuk in Tehillim says, dovka nafshi acharecha bi tamcha yiminecha, that my nefesh clings after you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be tamcha yiminecha, and to me your right hand grabs hold of. Kemet should be also la'olam ena ela da tachas, as that since a person coming into this world is only for that purpose, tahainu, which is lahazig es hakurva hazos, is to attain that close relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'melto nafsho mikol mona'a u'mafsidea, by taking your nefesh away from those things that detract and withhold you from reaching that goal.
V'hine, and behold, achashi adonu v'hisbara eslinu amitas haklolaze. After we know, and it is clear to us, this principle, yesh lonu lachkor al protov l'fi madrigoseim, we have to delve into each detail according to each level, mitchilas hadavar v'atzov, from beginning all the way till the end. K'mosha sidron Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, just as Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer had organized them, b'maimer shalo in his statement, she'hevenu kvar b'hakdomosinu, like we mentioned already in the hakdoma, v'heim, and they are, hazahiros, being cautious, hazrizos, being quick, hanakios, being clean, haprishos, staying away, hatahara, being pure, hachasidos, being pious, ha'anova, humility, yiras hachet, fear of sin, v'hakdusha, and holiness. V'ata nevarim echad echad, v'siyat tudishmaya. Now I will go ahead to explain each one with the help of Hashem.